None but the hungry heart. 4:17. Rest and receive. I long to know Christ and the power which is in his resurrection. Philippians 3:10. The difficult thing for most hungry-hearted believers is to wait in dependence upon the Lord for everything. Truth is not to be grasped, but received. Received by faith, mainly through study. How true this is concerning reckoning. Many seek to reckon before they understand the scriptural facts upon which to count, and that adds up to failure. The secret is to learn the truth of our identification with the Lord Jesus so thoroughly that reckoning and its resultant growth will come as a matter of course, just as in our justification. The death of our Lord on the cross has depths of meaning that can only be plumbed by way of discovered need, but then reveals unsearchable riches. To the believer who still has hopes of attaining in the Christian life, a verse such as Romans 6:11 is a rather meaningless jargon used by those who give messages on the deepening of the spiritual life. To the believer who has been taught by the Holy Spirit something of his own utter inbred sinfulness, it comes as a message from God full of hope and encouragement. He grasps the rescue rope flung to him by the right hand of omnipotence, and with humble thankfulness sets out to learn how he can reckon himself dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God in Jesus Christ our Lord. When he looks at the cross, he sees there the fact that not only did the Lord Jesus die for him, but that he himself was taken down into his death in order that the practical reality of his resurrection life might transform him into the divine likeness. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Romans 6:5.